And my mother gathered up the pastry she had been so patiently rolling and prepared to carry it to the cooler back kitchen in order to give it a chance to relax. I sort of hopped after her. Did her mother turn her into a laurel bush forever? Oh, yes. Poor Daphne. On the contrary, said my mother with a smile. I think that I will never see a woman lovelier than a tree. What? I don't understand. You probably will one day. Of course, this is not exactly how my mother told the story to her 11-year-old. She told stories as though for her own delight, and for mine, or anyone's, if they wanted to share hers. She never looked at you while she was telling a story. It was as though she made the story and left it lying around, and it was up to you if you picked it up or not. But this one, she tossed it down, and I picked it up. It is not my story, even though she gave it to me. It remained her story, and everyone's story. I have remembered and reworked the story for myself, but always with her smooth, deep voice lying behind mine, and the strong visual image of her thin back bending over and her hands rolling the pastry. My mother died the winter I was 20. At that point, I still didn't understand. Later, mainly because it had my name in it, I discovered Andrew Marvell's poem, The Garden. Apollo hunted Daphne so, only that she might laurel grow. Meanwhile, the mind from pleasure less withdraws into its happiness. The mind, that ocean where each kind does straight its own resemblance find. Yet it creates, transcending these, far other worlds and other seas, annihilating all that's made to a green thought in a green shade. Then I began to understand a little, to grow laurel bushes in my own garden, and to appreciate my own name.